Today I'd like to talk to you about Shaquille Rashawn O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal, born March 6th, 1972. The nickname Shaq. Born in Newark, New Jersey. 7'1", 325 pounds. And he was one of the heaviest players to ever play in the NBA, where he played for six teams throughout his 19-year career. Went to Robert G. Cole High School in San Antonio, Texas. Went to college for Louisiana State University from 1989 to 1992. And he was a first-round, first pick in 1992 in the NBA draft, drafted by the Orlando Magic. Played from 1992 to 2011, a center. He played for the Magic. He played for the Lakers, the Heat, the Phoenix Suns, the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Boston Celtics. Listen to these highlights and records. He's got four-time NBA champion, three-time NBA Finals MVP, NBA Most Valuable Player, 15-time NBA All-Star, three-time NBA All-Star Game MVP, eight-time All-NBA First Team in the second, two-time second team, four-time third team, three-time NBA All-Defensive Second Team, NBA Rookie of the Year, two-time NBA Scoring Champion, NBA 50th Anniversary Team. His number 34 is retired by the LA Lakers. His number 32 is retired by Miami Heat. He's a FIBA World Championship MVP, USA Basketball Male Athlete of the Year, College National Player of the Year, two-time consensus first team All-American, two-time SEC Player of the Year. Number 33 is retired by Louisiana State University, and he was a McDonald's All-American MVP. He's got 28,596 career points for a 23.7 points per game average, 13,099 rebounds for a 10.9 rebounds per game average, and 2,732 blocks. That's 2.3 blocks per game. He is inducted in the College Hall of Fame in 2014, and he is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Gold medals in both the 1996 Olympics and the 1994 World Championship in Canada. Shaq Fu. Somebody that is not just a great basketball player, but also a great communicator. But something that stands out for me as I was doing some research, thinking about this podcast today, let me read this to you. When Shaquille O'Neal was drafted into the NBA, he spent the first $1 million that he earned within 30 minutes. Now think about that. 30 minutes and he spends the first $1 million that he received. Well, that he earned. Then he gets a phone call from his banker, who scolds him and tells him that he would end up joining the list of former athletes who ended up broke if that current trend continued. So he heard that. He listened to that wisdom. And it sounds like a lot of the wisdom that is here in the book of Proverbs, where it says, do not toil to acquire wealth. Be discerning enough to desist. So don't get caught up in the idea of money being the only thing, wearing oneself out pursuing wealth, but pursue wisdom and what God glorifies, and he'll bless that prosperity as he chooses. Well, then it says this, if we do that in the book of Proverbs, it says verse 5, when your eyes light on it, talking about that wealth, it is gone, for suddenly it sprouts wings, flying like an eagle toward heaven. And so instead of not listening to his banker, he's decided to sharpen up his education on business and finance. So he returns to college, he completes his bachelor's degree, then he gets his MBA, and then his Doctor of Education. So he's Dr. Shaquille O'Neal. And right now, as of the writing of this article, he is the joint owner of 155 Five Guys Burgers restaurants, 17 Annie's pretzel restaurants, 150 car washes, 40 24-hour fitness centers, a shopping center, a movie theater, and several Las Vegas nightclubs. In addition to those business holdings, he still earns $22 million a year. That's roughly $423,000 per week from his endorsement deals with Arizona Cream Soda, Icy Hot, Gold Bond, Buick, Zales, and at least a half dozen additional corporate sponsors. And he's a studio analyst for TNT. So listen to what his words are when he was talked about this. He says, "It's not about how much money you make. The question is, are you educated enough to keep it?" So as a person listening to this right now, you might look at a guy like Shattenkirk and say, well, you got all this talent. But whatever he had, he found a way to be wise enough to keep it. That doesn't mean we never give, but let me ask you today, when it comes to finances in particular, and that's a character question, how are you doing with your finances? Where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. And so when you stop and think about today, where are you at with your finances, that says much about you. I want to encourage you that if you need to talk to somebody about that, that you'd seek somebody out with wisdom, somebody that you look at their life, not the person that's spending a lot of money, or even a person that has a lot of money. That could be a good sign, but they may be doing certain things to get that money that may not be good. But somebody that you look at and you go, you know what? They always seem to be wise with that. And I've met a lot of people like that in church. A lot of people like that. And it's because they give, they care, and they save. So who are you looking to when it comes to wisdom in this area? Because this says a lot about your life, your personal life. Think about that. And if you need to talk to somebody that you know you can trust, somebody that is living wisely, because that's so true what Shack said. It says it's not about how much money you make. The question is, are you educated enough to keep it?